Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education. Getting near closing time for our show, but the Midday 180 is coming up at 10 o'clock here on The Zone. Blaine Bishop alongside Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. I'm Kevin Ingram. We talk a lot about the NBA draft this morning, including the Grizzlies selecting Ja Morant at number two. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press joins us now. She covers the Grizzlies on a regular basis. Teresa, how are you doing this morning?
I am good, Kevin, Blaine. How are you both this morning?
Yeah, we're doing well. I got to think there's some buzz, some excitement in Memphis with this selection, which, you know, everybody kind of knew was coming, was going to happen here for a while after they got that number two pick in the lottery. What sort of feel do you get for that?
Oh, a lot of buzz going on in Memphis, particularly, and here's the fun part about the NBA. We know they made moves yesterday and Wednesday, and yet their league year doesn't start till Saturday, July 6th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. So they can't talk yet about the fact that they've traded Mike Conley, their point guard for 12 years, to the Utah Jazz, or that they made some moves last night, and what they're going to wind up with and introduce and talk about on the 6th is that they also added Brandon Clark. But Ja Morant is absolutely the prize of this draft. I mean, this is a guy that has been talked about as possibly being better than even the guy taken at number one over the length of his career, Zion Williamson. Because why? Well, he's drawn comparisons to Russell Westbrook, and, you know, he's got speed, he's got court vision. Mark Few last night at Gonzaga said that he would pay to see the lobs that Ja Morant is going to be throwing up to Brandon Clark, the guy that they're going to announce on July 6th as being their 21st pick overall. So a lot of buzz in that town. They've missed the playoffs the last 2 years. They knew that rebuilding was coming, but now they've got pieces. They got Jaren Jackson, number four pick overall last year. Ja Morant, a guy that the Grizzlies got calls about, but no, they knew, don't mess this up. Take Ja, and now they've got some pieces to really build around with the new front office.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, the grit and grind era of Memphis. This feels a little bit different, though. I mean, we're talking about guys that are fast and athletic. I mean, maybe a little different brand of basketball there.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin. I mean, we're still waiting to see exactly what the front office, they made a big shakeup the day after the season ended. They fired J.B. Bickerstaff. Well, last week, we got some clues. They hired Taylor Jenkins from the Mike Budenholzer tree. And if you don't remember that name immediately, well, he was with the Atlanta Hawks for 5 years. And then he just led the Milwaukee Bucks to the best record in the Eastern Conference with some guy named Giannis. So expecting them to be much more up-tempo, fast. And if you've seen Ja Morant, he can run the court, and he can fire passes off. You know, Murray State, yes, they did great. They got to the tournament. They won a game, beat Marquette. But when you watched him with the Racers, you could just see that, you know, unfortunately, there's, you know, some of the guys couldn't catch or handle some of his passes down into the paint. That's not going to be a problem at the next level with the Grizzlies.
Teresa Walker is our guest from the Associated Press, talking about the Memphis Grizzlies, who chose Ja Morant number two overall last night.
Well, they drafted Ja, but man, they drafted also another kid I think is underrated, another Canadian guy, actually, that was drafted in the draft. That's Brandon Clark. What do you think about him from Gonzaga?
Well, that's the thing. You know, they've got a question about who's going to be their big man. You know, part of the draft trade for Marc Gasol with Toronto brought in a guy named Jonas Valanciunas, if I'm not killing his name.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But he's not under contract. The Grizzlies would like to bring him back. But, yeah, Brandon Clark, he is a big guy. And in a front court with Jaren Jackson Jr., Brandon Clark, and Ja, man, you've got three solid pieces. And now you've got a guy who can, you know, really help fill that role that Marc Gasol held for the last decade for that team. So, you know, you talk about some young building pieces. And the fun thing is, you know, he's from Vancouver, and that's where the whole Grizzlies franchise started. So it's funny to see how sometimes sports brings everything back around.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. Well, what did you think about all these kids getting drafted from the Tennessee, whether it's from a university, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, or Belmont, or, you know, Lipscomb, you know, getting a shot with Matthews? What do you think about Grant Williams going to the Boston Celtics?
I tell you, I have to admit, the day after the ball season ended up in Louisville, I wasn't quite sure about Grant Williams at the next level. And I still have a couple questions. But you know what? His two-year contract means he's going to be making at least $5 million over the next 2 years. He's going to be driven to show people that he can perform at that level the way he did in college. And we know what he did in college, you know, two-time SEC Player of the Year. So, and with Brant Stevens, you know, a guy who has coached in college, very successful at Butler, and now, you know, he's going to know how to use Grant Williams. So that's probably a really good situation for him to be in with the Celtics. Mm.
Now, I know you've told me, you know, about Wendler's freshman year that he was going to be an NBA player going the first round, right?
Well, oh, yeah, we all knew that.
Yeah, we all knew that. None of us knew that. I mean, man, how exceptional is that coming from Belmont?
Well, second guy from Belmont to be drafted, joining Ian Clark. But to go in the first round, I mean, it's impressive. But you know what? That's a sign of two things. What Rick Burke built at Belmont and the type of player that he's brought in. And the value of a guy who, you know, spends a four-year career in college, develops, and becomes a shooter. If you can shoot, you'll make it. You'll have a chance to play in the NBA. And that's exactly what Dylan Weinler is going to do. You know, it worked pretty good for some guy named Steph Curry from Davidson. Oh. So if you can shoot, you can play in the NBA, and Dylan is going to get his chance to show, you know, why Belmont's been so good.
Hey, Trace, one more before I let you go. I saw what you wrote about Mike Conley the other day, and I know it may not be official yet, but it is. I mean, he's going to Utah in the trade. Your experiences in covering him seem to be very positive, and a guy who's really well-liked around there.
Oh, absolutely. And luckily, yes, because of those NBA rules, they can't comment. Well, he confirmed the trade, saying that he was happy to be going to, you know, to the city of Salt Lake. Well, he quickly fixed that to Salt Lake City. I tell you, I love covering that young man over the last 12 years. Whenever I needed to get in touch with him or pull him aside and talk to him, always willing to do that. My highlight, 2015, he'd taken an elbow to the face, breaking essentially his face. He needed surgery to play. He comes back in game two of the semifinals in the West against Golden State. They were up 2-1 in that series that people forget. And yet, you know, the pain meds, all the pain of that injury caught up with him, a hamstring to Tony Allen, and they ended up losing that series. But right in the middle of that series, I'm trying to get my backpack over a ledge to go to the Warrior shoot-around, and Mike Conley is talking to an SI reporter. He doesn't stop his conversation. He just simply reaches over, picks up the backpack, reaches it over the ledge, and hands it to me. I tell you, you can tell he's a Southern boy and well-raised.
Teresa, thank you so much. Good stuff. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much, Kevin and Blaine.
All right, we'll see you.
Thank you.
From the Associated Press, Teresa Walker. The head of T-Dub Nation, too, as Jonathan likes to call it. Have a good weekend. We'll be back with you Monday morning at 6 o'clock. The Midday 180 is on deck. 104.5 The Zone. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery.